Well, folks, this is Carl Valeri with the Stuck Mike Avcast. We're here with Great Plains Aircraft at Sun & Fun, reporting for Sun & Fun Radio. They have VW-based engines for sport aircraft, and I'm speaking with Steve Bennett. And Steve, what do you folks do?
We supply VW-based motors for light sport aircraft, experimental aircraft. This is our 30th year anniversary in doing it. Started in 1982, and we've been exhibiting here at Sun & Fun since 1984 and at Oshkosh since 1983.
And what type of aircraft are flying your engines?
Really a wide range of airplanes that are specifically designed around the Volkswagen motor. We supply a lot of engines for Sunrise, Sonex, Dragonfly, just a whole gamut, Volksplanes, just anything that was designed around a Volkswagen engine, of which there's at least a good 50 popular designs that have been specifically built or designed to use the Volkswagen engine. So there's a lot of home-built airplanes out there that use it.
Now, the design around the Volkswagen engine, I assume that there weren't too many people doing this 30 years ago with the Volkswagen engine. What inspired you to do that?
Well, my inspiration really came from my pocketbook. I got my pilot's license in 1971, and if I recall, I was earning $2.63 an hour at the time. I remember seeing on the cover of Poplar Mechanics, it was build this airplane for $500. It was Ken Rand's KR-1. Well, it took about $2,500, but nonetheless, it still got built. And that's how I got started using the Volkswagen engine and just developed into a business like lots of hobbies do.
So you did all the design work yourself and transferred it into an aircraft engine?
No, I really can't say that. A lot of the design work that people still use today in terms of prop hubs, accessory cases and stuff like that, were designed by a gentleman in Tulsa, Oklahoma named R.J. Huggins, who's been deceased for quite a while. But he was really probably the forerunner of the entire use of Volkswagen engines and aircraft. And like I said, a lot of the stuff you see on the engines, irregardless of where the manufacturer came from, they're his basic design that's just been improved on over the years.
You know, there's a misperception, and sometimes, you know, we promote this too much. You can't put a car engine in an airplane. And that... What can you say to that?
I'd say overwhelmingly that's true. It takes a lot of different... there's been a lot of builder testing, if you would, over the years of what works and what doesn't work. And being in business, we kind of get the... We're kind of the engine filter for all that information to keep track. It's not so much what we know and have done. It's all from what we've learned and heard from other builders over 30 years, that you just know what works and what doesn't.
So there's a large community of folks that actually speak among themselves and help each other out?
Oh, there is, yeah. Just like on, you know, with the internet anymore, there's a Yahoo Volkswagen engine conversion group, and there's some other specific ones that are just some of the builders maintain themselves that, you know, the Volkswagen one, I think, has like 2,000 members on it, you know. So, I mean, there's a good exchange of information. And just like everything back when I was growing up, I started this when I was 30 years old, and now I'm turning 60 this year. So all the mistakes we made back then, you know, in engines, that a whole new crop of people come through, and, you know, the same mistakes happen over and over.
Now, you said you do the engines, but also you do a lot of the accessory boxes, accessories, propellers. Are propellers yours also?
No, we don't make propellers.
And what type of accessories do they have, accessory boxes do you have here?
On the back of the motor here, we have an accessory case housing, and it's called the Deal accessory case, and inside that it houses a 35 amp three-phase alternator, and we have a slick aircraft magneto on the back that's driven directly off the crankshaft for the one ignition system. And the second ignition system that comes from the distributor hole in a standard Volkswagen is electronic, so you really wind up with two separate and independent ignition systems, both in terms of power supply and in terms of drives. There's nothing connected other than the crankshaft as a common source, of course. One of the other things we manufacture is our actual crankshaft. This is a purpose-built crankshaft that we have made for us for use in aircraft. It has a failure rate of zero. And we machine the nose of the case out here for our bearing that we manufacture so that the prop hub is actually supported in an oil-lubricated bearing versus some of the other conversions have a prop hub that sticks out of the bearing and just rides with the small number 4 Volkswagen bearing. As you can see, it doesn't always survive.
Yeah.
That's one of the builder's mistakes people still do today.
Looking a little bit of a crack there.
A little bit of a broken crankshaft, yes. We also make several other type of prop hubs. This one here is the one that's in Bruce King's airplane. It's called the flywheel drive. It's driven off the flywheel end of the crankshaft. As you can see, this crankshaft's quite expensive being driven off the nose, but this is the large bearing surface that's in the rear of a Volkswagen motor. So it's already got a big bearing back there to support the hub. So we just turn the motor around, and we manufacture the motor mount and the prop hub and the flywheel, of course, and all the other little bits there on the engine to turn it around, call it the flywheel drive. And it makes it a lot less expensive motor because we don't have to have a purpose-built crankshaft, expensive prop hub, the deal accessory case on the back we can eliminate. It really knocks off a couple $1,000s off the cost of a motor.
Sure. Yep. Now, developing the engine originally, let's go back to that. Yep. Do you have any idea about how long it took to really perfect it to the point where you were comfortable selling and supporting it?
Well, we started our business in 1982, and at that time we just did stock 1835s, 1915s, which uses a stock Volkswagen crankshaft, which had been very well proven over the years. There used to be the line of progression at that time was a Ted Barker. Was the first person that I'm aware of that sold engines commercially. And then Ted went out of business. And then Revmaster Aviation, they're still in business out in California. They had used that stock design with the stock prop hub. And then another company called HAPI, which stood for Home Built Aircraft Products International, they were in business. They were probably the biggest one at the time that was selling motors back in the early 80s and up through the late 80s. But anyway, we all just used a stock 69 millimeter crank with the shrink fit hub that you see down there, or a tapered hub. That works fine. I mean, unless you have a prop strike, you're not going to have a problem with it. So, I mean, that was very well proven. The standard Volkswagen crankshaft's a forged crankshaft. Where the motor started having troubles was when they went to a larger displacement engine up to a 2180 or 2276, where it goes from a 69 millimeter crank up to an 82 or an 84 millimeter stroke crankshaft. And with that extra torque that's being transmitted to the prop hub and driving the propeller, that's where the shrink fit prop hubs on the stroker cranks don't necessarily always survive. Some do, man, a lot of them do, but as you can see from this example here, a lot of them don't. So that's when we developed the Force One prop hub, we call it, and we have our own crankshaft that's made to accept the prop hub. It's quite a bit different than a standard crank. You can't see it by looking at it, but this crankshaft here has the standard VW crank has a large 20 millimeter by 1.5 bolt that goes down the center of it. Then it has a woodruff key, a half moon woodruff key that comes within about 60 thousandths of the top of the threads. And that's usually where they break at, between the top of the threads and the corner of the woodruff key. On this crankshaft here, the woodruff key is flat milled in. We only use a half inch bolt. There's no threads where the taper is at all. The thread for the retention is back here in the back. And because it's a 3-degree taper, it really, once it drives a few times, you start the motor up, it drives, it really locks the taper on the prop hub. And it takes a 20-ton press to press the crankshaft out of the prop hub to get it off.
Yeah. Now, say somebody's looking at this engine to put in their home built. Yep. Where would they start looking? How would they start researching this?
First thing you want to do is match your engine to your airplane. Say, for example, if you're interested in building a Zena CH750, it takes 80 horsepower, 100 horsepower. Volkswagen's not your engine. A Volkswagen is prop limited. We have to turn maximum about 60 inches diameter. Otherwise, the engine's going to go beyond the tip speed of the propeller. So we're limited to that 60 inches, really, of prop diameter. So even though the engine does 80 horsepower, if the airplane you're flying requires a prop that's 72 inches in diameter, you're a Rotax candidate because you need a gearbox. The Volkswagen's not going to do that.
How about other information? I notice you have some books and all. Say someone starts researching and says, okay, this is what I want for my aircraft, but I want to do a little bit more research.
Easiest thing is just go to our website. At our website, we have our catalog loaded there, I think somewhere towards the back. We actually have a list of about 50 VW-powered home-built aircraft with links to all the vendors' websites so that you can match the engine up to the airplane. And it's all known aircraft with known engines that fly that were matched together to fly together.
How about if they need help from you folks? How would they get in touch with you?
Standard ways, phone call still works. that's what it is most of the time, but we do emails 3-4 times a day to keep them up and keep them active.
And the website again?
Our website is gpasc.com. GreatPlanesAircraftSupplyCompany.com.
Okay, terrific. Anything else you want to tell our folks about your company, your products that you may have left out that we didn't talk about yet?
We also sell plans and parts for the Sinarai aircraft, and we sell plans and parts for that's called the Easy Eagle 1 biplane.
Okay. And they can get all those on the same website there.
Yep.
And now, how about here at Sun & Fun? Where are you located here?
We're in Building A in Booth A51.
A51, right across from, I guess, the big flight safety booth also, to see them across the way. I really do appreciate your talking to us, Steve. And if anybody gets a chance, come out here. You're thinking about building an aircraft and you're thinking about putting a Great Plains engine, you'd be the person to talk to. We've heard good things, and you really have some great quality support. Thanks for talking to us.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
And this is Carl Valeri with Sun & Fun Radio here reporting over in Hangar A, and this will be Booth 51 at Great Plains Aircraft.